Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us is a man who could win mayor right now.
Who's that?
Easily. The great Jason Kelce is on the line.
Yes.
And we will put him on right now. Hi, Jace.
Angelo, how we doing?
Jace, I don't know if you heard the bad news while you were on the bye week. You, as a former contestant in the Wing Bowl, would probably be sad to hear we're done with Wing Bowl, Jason. That must crush you.
I did hear that, and it was very unfortunate when I found out the news.
There it is.
You know, that was a great event. A lot of fun every single year.
Well, I want to thank you for making it even better, Jason, because your presence that year made it a big, big event. And thank you for your support over the years.
Oh, of course.
All right.
It was a lot of fun for me as well.
That's what we did in the bye week. What did you do in the bye week?
My name has like an Irish background to it, or at least we think.
Oh.
We don't really know the full ancestry of it. And my wife's dad is 75% Irish, so we both just went straight from London over to Ireland. We took my wife's parents. I went with my dad, and we enjoyed the rolling green hills of Ireland.
Was it really great? I've heard it's beautiful there.
It was. It was very beautiful, very laid back. It's a heavy agricultural, heavy rural country. I mean, there's six sheep for every person on the island.
Wow.
So they got, they're big beef and cheese exporters, but it was just beautiful valleys, beautiful pastures, stuff like that, and really kind of, very, very low-key, very relaxing, and everybody over there can tell stories. It's pretty much what they're known for. So, it was a fun trip.
While you're in Ireland, I'm guessing, Jason, you hear the news that the Eagles have obtained Golden Tate?
I did hear that, absolutely.
What'd you think?
I loved it. That guy's been a tremendous player in this league for a long time. We've been, looking to get some help probably on offense for a while. I mean, the defense, and outside of you, obviously, everyone puts up the passing yards they've given up and whatnot. But as far as points given up, they're one of the best in the NFL. We got to do a better job of scoring, and this guy's going to help us do that. There's no doubt about it. Everybody talks about his yak. He's been a consistent 1,000-yard receiver pretty much for his entire career. And it just gives Carson and this offense another weapon to utilize, another person that the defense has to worry about and defend. They can't cheat and do things to, guard other guys, open up maybe their own game a little bit, who knows. But I think that he's a big-time player. He's got a great personality that – is probably going to fit into this city, and I'm excited to work with him.
I got to tell you, we were all pretty excited when we heard it too, Jason, and we love the timing of it because it's before the Cowboy game. And I don't have to tell you, you've been doing this long enough. Cowboy Week's a huge thing in this city. Do we still hate him? Do the players still want to beat him as much as they did when they were really, really good? Like, they've had some really good teams. Their current team is 3-5. Is there still a special feeling to beat the Cowboys?
I don't want to, I don't really know what it was like to beat the Cowboys when they were really, really good. I don't think that, since I've been in the league, there's been the Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, we've all kind of taken our share, the Redskins. There's certainly a rivalry there. We play them twice a year. Everything's heightened. I would say mostly I just don't think that a lot of players, in particular me, just don't really like the franchise or the organization, what it stands for, what it's always stood for. This goes back to to the lockout, you know, when, you know, they're getting replacement players and how outspoken the Dallas Cowboys franchise was and ending that. And, you know, I've just never really appreciated what the organization and what its fans really stood for, you know.
Nice.
A lot of fair weather people from across the country that just kind of fell in love because they're winners instead of having any type of emotional connection to the team whatsoever. So, you know, that's more what I, you know, I don't have a, there's a ton of players they got that I got a lot of respect for. You know, Sean Lee, Travis Frederick, unfortunately, is going through some serious health concerns, but he's a tremendous player. I mean, you know, I got some respect for some of their guys. It's more the organization that you don't like.
I got to ask you, because you have a brother in the league who, by the way, is an awesome player. Thank him for me. I bet on the Kansas City Chiefs legally last week at $150. So thank your
you
brother,
go.
Travis. But does he hate him? Is it a Philadelphia thing, or does Travis Kelce, your brother, also have a special feeling when he beats the Cowboys?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to ask him that. I don't know if Travis has the same type of feeling towards the Cowboys. I think playing in Philadelphia, you're forced to, you know, to deal with that a lot more. And then, you know, I think that kind of just develops, I guess, as you play here. Obviously, the more times you play an opponent, you know, this game as well as all the other in-division games are going to be, you know, that much more important. So, you know, these are games that, you know, that are big for us. And, of course, anytime that happens, you're going to develop more emotions towards those teams.
I got to tell you, Jason, I was watching Kansas City because there was no Eagle game last week. And your brother reminds me a lot of Zach Ertz in that he has insanely good hands, amazing hands.
Yeah.
So first of all, do you have great hands? You're a center. We never get to see that except when you snap at the ball. And secondly, I'm really curious, do Ertz and your brother ever talk? Because they are very similar in the way they play that position at tight end.
I know they've met before, but I don't think they talk on like a, you know, semi-regular basis or anything. I know they've met, but they have very similar games as far as, you know, catching the ball. You know, they're very good route runners. They're tremendous at going up and getting the ball. Anytime it's in their vicinity, they're, you know, it's a good chance they're going to come down with it. So, you know, those are the two best right now in the NFL as far as pass catching tight ends goes. And then, you know, as far as my hands, I think I used to have hands. And then 8 years of punching fat guys and on the defensive line and wrestling with people have kind of destroyed those soft, supple hands. You know, I don't really, you know, have the feel that I used to. So.
Damn, I was designing a play where you could catch a touchdown, Jason.
Yeah.
I guess it's too late, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, maybe if it's a trick play and I'm wide open, I can kind of cradle it in there. But we should probably just stick to me snapping the ball.
All right, Jason, last thing. We've all had a little time to absorb a nice win in London and then a week off. Do you have a feeling the team this year has turned a corner? Do you have a feeling that we're about to head into better times?
I mean, I do. Anytime you come off a win like that, especially against a pretty – you know, I think a good Jacksonville team that's kind of, you know, they've had a lot of close games, they got a great defense and all that. But, you know, I felt the same way after we beat the Giants, too. And then we came out against Carolina and, you know, let one of the worst comebacks that I've ever been a part of happen. So, you know, I don't really want to get into feelings. You know, it's just going to take us continuing to work, continuing to get better. You know, the reality is that all these games have been close. We could easily have a much better record than we have right now, but we don't. So what can we do to continue to improve? What can we do to continue to improve in the red zone, and particularly on offense? Obviously, we've talked about that a lot, but if we score more touchdowns, just one more touchdown a game, we're winning a lot of these close ones. And maybe if we can get that squared away, maybe it's not even close. I prefer that. And then obviously the defense has their own things that they want to get corrected. And as long as we continue to do that, we got great players, we have great coaches, and, you know, I firmly believe this thing will get turned around and, you know, we're going to have an opportunity here. It's just how much, you know, we can continue to get better, how much we can continue to prove, and that's what it's going to come down to.
That atmosphere Sunday night will be phenomenal. I guarantee you that, Jason. Always an honor and a pleasure, sir. Have a great game Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Angela.
Jason Kelce.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.